Welcome to the SWNZ podcast, the podcast for New Zealand Star Wars fans. My name is Matt.
And my name is Christy.
Today, once again, we're going to run through a list of recent news announcements that have come across our desk in the last week and have a bit of a chat about recent local store reports. Starting with the news from the week. The official Star Wars pinball game, which can be accessed through Star Wars Pinball 7 or Pinball X3 from Zen Studios, has added a number of new solo tables. They can be downloaded individually, some cost applies, on Apple or Android devices, or as a bundle on other platforms. They include tables entitled Solo, Calrissian Chronicles, and Battle of Mimban. You've had a quick look at this game.
Yeah, I've played it on and off over the years. The initial app comes with a free Empire Strikes Back table, and subsequent releases have come at a small purchase price. And I find it quite a fun representation of the classic pinball machines, but in a virtual sense. There's lots of animations, lots of sounds and dialogue from the movies. It's certainly a great fun app game for Star Wars fans.
Yeah, I should have a bit more of a go myself. I've enjoyed digital pinball machines and physical pinball machines for many years in the past, but I haven't played this one a lot, to be honest. Speaking of computer games, though, let's talk a little bit about the most recent news on the topic of Star Wars The Old Republic, the multiplayer online role-playing game that was launched in late 2011. We've been playing since 2011, just before it actually came out. We were involved in the beta testing, actually. The SWTOR roadmap has just been released in the last week or so, and that describes the studio's plans for the remainder of the year and into 2019. In essence, they're talking about the next update, the next big update, 5.10, which will be coming out this year. The date hasn't been confirmed, and that's going to be continuing evolution of the game and the galactic conflict that's taking place, the friction that's starting to redevelop between the Republic and the Sith Empire, and they're teasing that that's going to become a return to the state of a full-blown war, galactic warfare, early next year. But if you have a look at the SWTOR roadmap, which we've linked to in the most recent SWNZ News Digest, you can get all of those details, which is broken down in terms of upcoming changes to player versus player aspects of the game, returning player companions that a number of people have been waiting for, and other bits and pieces that they have lined up.
I've always really enjoyed the storyline aspect of the SWTOR MMO. I've certainly enjoyed multiplayer games like the Battlefront series and things like that, but SWTOR I really enjoy for the story content. While it's technically an MMO, you can play completely on your own. So it's a great sort of introduction to that whole massive online game. It's because there's so much more rich story.
When we first started playing it, we hadn't played an MMO before. We hadn't played online with other participants much. We got into it because it was Star Wars and because it looked considerably impressive. Since that time, we've played player versus player and raid groups and so forth, and I'd like to think gotten reasonably adept at most of those aspects of it, but we still enjoy the individual play capacity that the game offers as well. You can play through a considerable number of different stories for different character types by yourself. All other aspects such as player versus player or group content is completely optional, and I think that's an attractive notion for the casual Star Wars fan who doesn't necessarily want to be getting into the uber complexities of and mechanics and mathematics of a complex MMO, who just wants a bit of, you know, immersive Star Wars story.
They've certainly refined a lot of the mechanics to make it less likely that you'll mess up in certain game mechanics. So in terms of like how to gear your character and how to use your attack abilities and things like that.
Yeah, that's a really important point. Over the last 7 years, game has, it's removed a number of unnecessary complexities. Doesn't make it a lot more accessible, considerably more user-friendly. And, you know, I'd recommend if you haven't played it in a while, if you started early and haven't played in a while, it's worth checking out at this point. The content is still coming in nice and strong. There's some really cool new flashpoints that we've been playing in the recent past. You particularly like the Capiro Anathema flashpoints. We could live stream one of those next week.
Yeah, I really like the new flashpoints. The level of detail in the graphics and the complexities of the planets that they're building is just really a step up from where it was in the original version of the game. Capero in particular, they actually brought in the classic Star Wars author Timothy Zahn to help them write a storyline that involved the Chiss. They wanted to fully get him on board to get more of an in-depth insight into what his concepts behind the Chiss society and culture. Their philosophy and culture.
Let's have a look at some of those maybe next week on our YouTube channel, maybe Monday, Tuesday. We'll make a formal announcement on the website, but keep an eye off that, and we'll do a bit of a show and tell, streaming some of this on the YouTube website. We'll come back to that. Continue on with other news. In the SWNZ News Digest, we've taken a quick look at the Forbes interview with Ray Park, where he talks about his previously incredibly secret role in Solo: A Star Wars Story. There's some great imagery in that Forbes article. We've included a few snapshots in the SWNZ News Digest, showing studio photographs of him rather than the hologram form we saw in the movie. Well worth checking out and reading a little bit more.
Yeah, it's really neat seeing a closer look at his full costume with his cybernetic legs and his new double-bladed lightsaber.
And although we didn't touch on it in the news digest, Ray Park is interviewed in the latest episode of The Star Wars Show, which just came out, and we've watched that. That's also, I'd recommend watching that as well. He's an interesting guy who's been working with Darth Maul as Darth Maul for 20 years now, isn't it?
Yeah.
And obviously he's changed a lot, and the character's changed a lot over that period of time. He gives a great interview.
He retells the moment that he got the call from Lucasfilm about, you know, coming back to work. That must be an exciting moment for anybody that's been involved in Star Wars and generally would think that your character is done.
Also in the Star Wars Show, there is a clip from some of the bonus material that's going to be on the Solo home video releases, which are due out in New Zealand DVD and Blu-ray on October the 3rd. In the SWNZ News Digest on the website, I've included a series of links to some other behind-the-scenes clips and bonus material clips that have come out in the last week as part of the promotional campaign for the Solo Blu-ray and DVD. So go to our website, go to SWNZ News Digest, and there's a bulleted list with clips showing some of that behind-the-scenes material that we'll be able to access in full when we get our hands on those Blu-ray discs.
I'm really looking forward to watching Solo again. I saw it a couple of times in the theatre, and just seeing all these behind-the-scenes clips and little extended scenes is really getting me excited to be able to watch it again at home.
Okay, before we move on to store reports, the other article that I wanted to bring everyone's attention to is in the New Zealand collection section of the SWNZ website. I've just added an article taking a look at the Empire Strikes Back trading cards from Confection Concepts that were released in 1977. This is one of our historic flashback articles that takes a look at a unique New Zealand made or specific to New Zealand product that's come out historically, and these trading cards certainly qualify. Confection Concepts released two series of cards. We've talked about the Star Wars A New Hope cards that came out that same year, 1997, in an earlier article, and we've just recently looked at the Empire Strikes Back cards. There's a few differences between these card sets. The Empire Strikes Back cards are a smaller in number. It's a set of 45. They're a higher quality print and cardstock item, which is a little bit interesting. But I think the history of the company is also interesting, so we look into that in the article. Confection Concepts were releasing trading cards associated with chocolate bars for a number of different licenses, for a couple of different licenses in 1977 and 1978, and they were planning on doing all three Star Wars movies that were available at the time, but unfortunately things didn't quite work out as they planned. Their production diminished and they ceased trading in 1998. They lost the license in 98 and ceased trading in 99. So we never saw the Return of the Jedi trading card series that was supposed to cap off that trilogy. A little bit sad, but the Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back trading cards are fun, very specific New Zealand collectibles that a number of fans will remember having purchased and munching their way through chocolate bars to try and get a full set. The cards only came out with one single card per chocolate bar, so unlike other trading cards that you might be getting from Topps with bubblegum historically or in trading card packs these days, it took a little bit more time and effort to get decent numbers of that set. Take a look on the website. That's probably still on the front page. It may be dropping off to the second page of the SWNZ website. Easy to find, though.
It's a great article for people that remember these sorts of collectibles from their childhood, and just really informative for those who are the sort of classic era collectibles are a little bit more before their time.
So that takes us on to store reports. Let's have a bit of a look at what things we've discovered in the past week that are newly available in New Zealand through online or physical stores. Just today, it published an article about Mighty Ape and their range of summer beach and pool inflatable toys. Some interesting things here for kids or collectors, all at very reasonable prices, ranging from a $4.99 inflatable Death Star beach ball.
That is just so tempting. I can just imagine having so much fun attacking a sandcastle scarif with my giant inflatable beach ball. Too many jokes there.
It's that range goes all the way up to large 2.6 meter long kids inflatable pools and a number of other items.
Just in time for the summer weather coming up and planning for the holidays.
This next one available at the warehouse caught me by surprise. The TIE Fighter from the Solo movie in Solo branded packaging showed up on their website out of the blue and has been showing up in branches around New Zealand. $69 flat, if I remember correctly, for a new sculpted TIE Fighter in the 3.75 inch action figure scale.
There's often a tendency for some of the larger and higher price point Star Wars action figure items to not hit retailer shelves in New Zealand, so it's really great to see that such a classic iconic vehicle such as the TIE Fighter will be available locally.
We haven't seen this in our specific local branch, but we have heard reports of it showing up in other branches around the country, so check your store if you're interested. This is quite a cool sculpt. It's got wing panels that are larger than the old vintage in Power of the Force 2 wings. They're a little bit smaller than the Legacy Collection scale TIE Fighter, which is deemed the most accurate proportions. But it's still a cool vehicle. The cockpit is the appropriate sizes. All the cockpits of the TIE Fighters that have been released have been about the same size, so it fits figures well, and they all kind of display nicely together because of that. This has a very unique play feature in that the battle damage action that it can simulate isn't just the wings popping off that we've seen with many other TIE Fighters. The entire cockpit ball comes apart into two pieces, so you can make believe that you've blown up this flying through the Kessel Run. Picked up another box of Star Wars Band-Aids at the supermarket the other week, particularly if you've got little kids, these may be a useful item. We've seen a couple of different official Star Wars Band-Aids from Johnson & Johnson over the past few years. These most recent ones come in the Force Awakens packaging, with photos of Star Wars characters on each of the different sticking plasters. Walked into the warehouse the other day and saw a literal pallet load of advent calendars already with however many hundred odd days left until Christmas. They do have an expiry date of 2020, so I guess technically it's not too early. But these are from Park Avenue. They cover a number of different licenses. The Star Wars advent calendar has bold Chewbacca Solo type graphics on the front of it. Fun little thing. I'm quite personally fond of the Park Avenue products. They're an Australian product. They're not available in the Northern Hemisphere, so they're kind of unique to our part of the world, and they're always very affordable. Check that out if it's something that interests you, or if you've got kids that you want to store away the advent calendar for December. These are very likely to be restocked. They often run out a little bit closer to Christmas, but they'll be around for a little while based on what we've seen in the past few years.
And a new item in JJ's. It's a men's Stormtrooper t-shirt with a bit of a humorous twist. It says Employee of the Month with artwork of a Stormtrooper on the front. So check your local JJ's store.
JJ's haven't had a lot of new stuff, Star Wars stuff, in the last little while, so this was interesting to see. Let's wrap up the store reports by talking about the big news from the Australian company Black Milk Clothing. Chrissy's written about this on her website, The Kessel Runway, as well. Tell us about Black Milk Clothing and what it's done in the Star Wars universe.
Black Milk was founded many years ago as predominantly a sort of printed apparel, legging and dress company. And in 2012, they launched a Star Wars licensed collection, which included swimsuits, dresses and leggings, and eventually expanded on into athletic tops over the course of about a 2.5 to 3 year span that they held the license. In 2015, they sadly discontinued the license, and everyone thought that was going to be it. They've moved on to other franchises. But just in the last week, they have, out of the blue, announced a brand new Star Wars apparel collection. They have just dropped the lookbook today, which debuts 12 different items, and we know from some of their social media hints that there is more to follow. They're expected to unveil the full collection on their website, and the range includes some brilliant designs featuring classic characters like Stormtroopers, Yoda, R2-D2, and there's even a top featuring Rey, so we know that they are including the new films in their designs. I'm personally very excited about this collection. I bought as many pieces as I could from their original collection, so I'm really looking forward to the launch of the full collection on Tuesday.
So their range of women's fashion apparel items has really diversified since the early years, and it looks like they've covered most garment types in this upcoming release. So if you're interested in women's Star Wars fashion, take a look at The Kessel Runway at www.thekesselrunway.com, where you can read about and see the new Black Milk Star Wars clothing line that will be able to be purchased online from New Zealand. But you can also take a look through that website, through Christie's website there, for other women's Star Wars fashion news. You know what? I think that about wraps it up for this week. I do like that idea of coming back and looking at some Star Wars The Old Republic gameplay and doing a bit of a show and tell. So do keep an eye on the website for that. We'll make an announcement about that very shortly if you're interested in checking that out with us. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned to our website, www.sdrnz.co.nz, for Star Wars news for New Zealanders and our next weekly podcast episode. Follow our Facebook page and social media and chat with other fans in the Star Wars New Zealand Facebook group and website forums. You can jump to the website forums directly at www.swnzforums.co.nz. Thank you for listening.
May the Force be with you.